Former Liberian Foreign Minister Olubanke King Akarele, in a keynote speech, proposed a public-private sector partnership whereby Liberians abroad can set up businesses at home. But, she said, Liberians in the diaspora must return home in order to make that partnership possible.
I propose that serious consideration be given to the opening of a diaspora enterprise entrepreneur promotion and investment office back in Liberia. In short, what I'm suggesting to you is you have to be on the ground to help make what we want happen. You cannot stay over here and say we are waiting for government of Liberia.
University of Toledo professor Sekwi Malakpa called on the Liberian diaspora to be part of the development of their country, irrespective of political and ethnic affiliations, because, he says, there is no place like home. He said this would be possible only if diaspora Liberians are united.
When it comes to the development of our country, we must unite our forces. Because by definition, sectionalism, ethnocentrism, and tribalism are antithetical to a sense of national unity and national development. In our collective action, we need to borrow a line from our national anthem. That is, in union strong, success is sure.
Professor Malakpa called on the Liberian government to do its part by creating a political climate to ensure that Liberians in the diaspora are welcome home. Journalist and lawyer Kwame Clement called on the Liberian government and the legislature to create the political will for dual citizenship because, he said, there is nothing in the Liberian constitution that prohibits dual citizenship.
Nothing in our constitution says you can't have dual citizenship. If it were in our constitution, then I think there would be a more difficult route to changing it because then, you know, our constitution says it can only be achieved by an amendment. But it's a statute. And so it can be repealed simply by the legislature, by a law that's signed by the president. So it's something that can be done in one legislative session if the political will is there.
Mr. Clement said Liberia could emulate the example of other African countries like Cape Verde by creating one or two legislative seats for the diaspora. Senator Sumo Kupi of Lofa County is one of the sponsors of a bill proposed 2 years ago in the Liberian legislature to amend the Alien and Nationality Law and make dual citizenship possible. Kupi says the Alien and Nationality Act contradicts Liberia's constitution, which guarantees all Liberians the right to citizenship.
And the objective is that Liberians, wherever they live, for political or economic reasons, who may have acquired foreign citizenship, should not be deprived of their native citizenship. Once a Liberian, ever a Liberian.
Former Foreign Minister King Akarele declared her unequivocal support for dual citizenship, but only for Liberians. Among the challenges Liberians returning home would face is what King Akarele called a new cleavage or division in Liberian society between those returning home from the diaspora and Liberians at home.
The cleavage is those who went and those who stayed. You are coming home, you're going to take our jobs. Isn't it incredible that you have a new cleavage being developed in the society? But we're going to do something about it, we're going to stop it. You are not and we are not going to let it explode.
Most Liberians at the symposium agree in principle that the diaspora has a role in the reconstruction of their country and that they deserve dual citizenship. But they said what is needed now is an awareness program to get Liberians both at home and in the diaspora to understand that the benefits of dual citizenship supersede all apprehensions.